We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Contractors hired to install a suicide net on the Golden Gate Bridge say the agency in charge of the span is to blame for the installation not only running behind schedule, but also costing more than twice what was estimated. We are joined by KCBS insider Phil Mateer on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. And Phil, what are the contractors saying?
I'll tell you what the contractor's saying, but here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
How many times have we been here before, Brett?
Yeah, on Central any project, Subway. It's all exactly the Bay Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge now.
Bay Terminal, Van Ness Boulevard redo, you name it, double it. That's basically the rule of thumb when it comes to public projects, is that whatever the initial estimate, and I put air quotes around that, is you can bet it's going to be more than that. In this case, what we have is a fight between Shimmick Construction and Danny's Construction. They're the joint venture that signed up to do the suicide span under the Bay Bridge. It's a 20-foot wide mesh of the cables and netting across the 1.7-mile span. The idea is if people jump, that they get caught. But it's turning into a nightmare. And the contractor is charging that the Golden Gate Bridge Authority District did not, properly tell them about the shape that they, or the condition that the working ramps where platforms were going to be on when they were installing it. Now, the Golden Gate Bridge District turns around and says, no. What this is you bid on this, you bid at this price, that's the price it is, and we're having a fight here. The company that is doing the building has been bought and sold three times. We've got complete new owners, new people in there, and they say that, they're trying to get more money out of it. Where the resolution of this is remains to be seen. The district says it's sticking by their guns. But as I said, Brett, this is another product of when the government says we're going to take the lowest bid, it's not necessarily the best bid. It's the most realistic, but that's the one they take. And then what happens is they start building, and then about halfway through, Brett and Phil and Patty and everybody else starts doing the stories about the delays and the cost overruns. And now we've gone from $142 million to $400 million. And it was supposed to start in 2001, was supposed to be done in 2021. It's about halfway done. We'll see. I'll keep you posted.
It's like Groundhog Day, isn't it? KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil will be in on again live again 7:50 tomorrow morning with Eric Thomas and Margie Schaefer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.